Unit 2. Avoiding Identity Theft. Page 30. Vocabulary.
Identity theft online. Phishing. A few months ago, Henry Park received an email message from his bank. The message said there was a problem with his account. It said to follow a link to the bank's website. He went to a web page that asked him to confirm the information about his bank account by entering his bank card number and password. I followed the instructions and got a message that everything was fine, so I forgot about it, Mr. Park said. A few weeks later, Mr. Park received a credit card bill for almost $10,000. There were charges from a department store for a flat-screen TV and a diamond ring. However, Mr. Park hadn't made any of these purchases and had never authorized anyone to use his credit card. Mr. Park immediately called the bank to file a complaint. Then he found out that he was the victim of the fastest-growing type of online fraud, phishing. How does phishing work? Criminals pretend to work for real companies. They send email messages to thousands of people. They trick people into going to a fraudulent website, which looks like a real site, and giving out their personal information. Then the thieves use the information to commit identity theft. In Mr. Park's case, the thief used the information to open a credit card in Mr. Park's name. The experience has made Mr. Park more aware of the dangers of phishing. I feel exposed now, like someone will do this to me again. And I'm more paranoid. I don't trust email anymore. Keep yourself safe from phishing. Be careful about email messages and websites that ask for personal information. Don't give out information that a thief could use as proof of identification, such as a driver's license or passport number. If you think you have been a victim of phishing, deal with it right away by calling your bank and the police. Don't wait until you start getting bills.